This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In a report Monday, the World Health Organization says it is never too late for even the worst infected countries to turn around the COVID-19 pandemic if strong leaders encourage their populations to implement proven basic health measures. 6 months ago, when the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, there were fewer than 100 cases and no deaths outside China. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. Nearly 700,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19. Norwegian police have opened an investigation after 41 people tested positive for the new coronavirus after two different cruises in July. Norway's expedition cruise line Hurtigruten announced Monday it was suspending operations after the COVID-19 outbreak on the MS Roald Amundsen cruise liner. 36 crew members and 5 passengers became infected. The outbreak has led to criticism against the company for starting cruises prematurely and being slow to inform the nearly 400 passengers after the first case was confirmed. Russia said Monday it aims to launch a mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. Congressional Democrats and Trump administration officials resumed talks today aimed at hammering out a coronavirus relief bill after missing a vital deadline to extend relief benefits to tens of millions of jobless Americans. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Spain's former king, Juan Carlos, who is suspected of corruption, has left the country. The royal house made the announcement in a statement Monday after corruption allegations about him had surfaced in recent weeks. Through his lawyer, the 82-year-old former king has repeatedly declined to comment on the allegations. John Hume has died. He's the Northern Irish politician who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998 for his pivotal role in ending decades of violence in the British province. His family made the announcement on Monday. The former leader of the mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party shared the Nobel with David Trimble of the Ulster Unionist Party. The pair helped to forge the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement, which worked to end 3 decades of bloody strife in Northern Ireland between the largely Catholic nationalist community who want to reunify with Ireland and Protestant unionists who want to remain part of Britain. Hume was 83. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he does not mind if Microsoft buys the Chinese-owned short video app TikTok, but any purchase by an American company would have to be done by a September 15th deadline. The Republican president, who last week threatened to ban TikTok over national security concerns, said he had a great conversation with Microsoft's chief executive, and it might be easier if Microsoft buys all of TikTok rather than 30%. China says it's firmly opposed to any U.S. actions against Chinese software companies. This is in response to remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Washington will take action shortly against the Chinese firms feeding data to Beijing's government. President Trump is hosting tech workers at the White House and said he will sign an executive order to prioritize hiring American. At least 2 people died and 1 was wounded Monday in a suspected suicide bombing outside a restaurant in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Police and witnesses said. Police said the security guard stopped the suicide bomber before he detonated himself. The security guard died. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A deadly Islamic State attack on a prison in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad has left at least 29 people dead and around 50 others wounded, including prisoners and security personnel. Authorities say the Sunday attack by the local IS chapter went well into Monday, lasted about 20 hours. The prison held nearly 1,800 inmates when it was attacked. Police say they arrested more than 1,000 prisoners who tried to flee, but some were still missing. And the Israeli army says it killed 4 men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights. On Monday, tensions are already high between Israel and Syria. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.